After years of separation, we witness in the Shabbos' Kriya Satora the fact that all the Achayosef were able to come together as one. And one can only imagine the poignancy, the emotion of that particular moment, especially the fact that Yosef and Binyamin are reunited. Not at all surprising that the Torah describes the bechiya of each on the shoulders, on the neck of the other, in order to capture this moment. But somewhat surprising, however, is the Gemara Megillah of Tezayin, where it asks that question, what exactly was the basis of this cry? And it doesn't answer simply on a personal level that they were reunited, but rather it was because of the Korban. That Beis HaMikdash partially was in Chelko Shel Binyamin, and Yosef HaTzadik was crying over the destruction of the Batei Mikdash, and Binyamin was crying over the destruction of Mishkan Shiloh, which was the Chelko Shel Yosef. And no doubt one cannot help but wonder what exactly was the connection between this event and the Churban Habayis. If you look in that sugya, the Marsha writes, he quotes the Pasuk in Shir HaShirim, Kemigdal David Savarov, that the Beis HaMikdash is described literally as being a neck, and therefore Ubinyamin Bachal Savarov, and therefore it must be a reference to. Sam Sofer explains that the neck has a unique position, that it is Mechaber, it is considered to be the link, the conduit, the bridge between the Moach and the Lev. So too, Beis HaMikdash is considered to be the Sulam, the bridge of Shamayim and Aretz, and therefore it's not surprising that in Shir HaShirim Dala David, that phrase would be used to describe the Beis HaMikdash itself. But perhaps on another level we can understand why it is that the Korban HaBayis was so relevant to what we experienced in Parshas Vayigash. When you look in the Ramban, the very beginning of Parshas Truma, the Ramban describes what exactly was the essence, the nature, the purpose of Mishkan HaBeis HaMikdash. You know, the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvos, the Mitzvah Chav, writes that the Mishkan HaBeis HaMikdash is a base avod, a base avod. And when you look in the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvos, the Rambam writes, Parta of Osli Mikdash, Bishachanti B'Sofam, is not only constructed of the structure of the Mishkan HaBeis HaMikdash, but all the requisite kelim are part of that mitzvah as well. And the Ramban disagrees. Later in Sefer HaMitzvos on Lamed Gimel, the kelim is not included in Vosle Mikdash V'Shachanti V'Selchem. Why exactly is that true? When you look at that Ramban in Parshas Truma, the Ramban writes that the Mishkan, the Beis HaMikdash, is not simply a base avoda, but it's a base hashlima. The Ramban writes the purpose, the essence of the Mishkan, the Beis HaMikdash, is to capture and preserve what Bnei Yisrael experienced at Mamad Har Sinai the Doros. And the Ramban writes, goes through pasuk after pasuk. The Torah uses the very same terms to describe Mamad Har Sinai as it does to the Mishkan, because that's the essence of what the Mishkan is, a Beis HaShlina. And I would argue the Shitase, that's why the Ramban in Sefer HaMitzvos does not include Kalim. Kalim are necessary for a Beis Avoda, but you don't necessarily need the Kalim for a Beis HaShlina. And therefore, the Ramban writes the essence of Mishkan HaBeis HaMikdash is to preserve Mamad Har Sinai. What was unique about Mamad Har Sinai? Well, of course, Ashras Hashem. But there was a second dimension, and that was V'yichan Sham Yisrael Neged Ahar, the unity, the Achdus of all of Knesset Yisrael. Or Achayim writes at length, that wasn't coincidental, but that was a precondition for Kabbalah Satorah. You would not be deserving to the Torah Hashem unless V'yichan Sham Yisrael. That's the purpose of Mishkan and Beis HaMikdash. And Shami writes in Shkolim, Now Yerushalayim HaBnuya is ki ir shechur v'le'achtav ir she'osa kol Yisrael chaveri. There's a Mishnah on the Chukos Tumas Ochon, Perak Tezayim, where the Mishnah Malach writes that you know why Chazal saw to it that they reduced many of the dinim of Tum and Tara during the time of Aliyah L'Rega, that all of Klal Yisrael can come together in the Mikdash Hashem, and therefore they suspended certain cases of Tumas Ochlin Derabanan in order to allow for the unity of Knesset Yisrael. That is the essence, that's the purpose of Mishkan Beis HaMikdash. When the Gemara writes in Yuman Daptes that the Churban HaBayis was the result of Sinas Finam, I would suggest it doesn't mean an onesh for Sinas Finam, but a consequence of Sinas Fina, in the sense that without the Achdus of Knesset Yisrael, the Beis Hamikdash as the Mishkan cannot endure. You cannot have a Beis Hashkina without the Achdus of Knesset Yisrael. And therefore, when we think about Mechiras Yosef and the fact that Achi Yosef came together, that was exactly this theme. We read on the Kinos of Tisha B'Av that the Asura Gemalchus were connected to Achi Yosef. That was a catalyst for Golos and ultimately for Churban. And the fact that now the Bnei Yaakov were able to come together as one, that is reminiscent of that Geula, and that emphasizes the role of Mishkan and Beis Hamikdash itself. So why is it that Yosef and Yonah were crying at this incredible moment? Because they recognized, unfortunately, that this condition of all of the Bnei Yaakov and Achi Yosef coming together would not last. There would be a subsequent period, again, of Piru, of Machlokes, and that would result in Churban. And therefore, recognizing this was only a temporary state, they were crying because of the Churban HaBayis. That's exactly the theme of the Haftarah Parshas Vayigash. You'll take two Eitzim, and Vayu Achadim Biyadecha, if you can put them together as one, then you'll be Zofet to Mishkanei B'Sokham Leolim. Then you'll be Zofet to Beis HaMikdash. When you look in Yeshayah Nun Dalet, there the Torah describes the Bayis HaShlishi. And there, the Navi tells us that Misamti Kol Chod Shim Shoshayim, that the window panes are going to use these stones, these rubies, these gems, which the Pasuk calls Kol Chod. Unclear, Rashi writes it means they were precious gems, but a little bit hard to know exactly what stone is Kol Chod. This isn't my question, this is a Sugya Bar Basra, Daf Ayinei, where the Gemara asks the Kasha, what exactly is Kol Chod? And the Gemara has two days. The Malach Michal and the Malach Gabriel. The Malachim and Shemayim were debating what exactly is the meaning of Kol Chod. And what were the two possibilities? Either Avnei Shoham or Avnei Yashem. Those are the 2 days that you find in the Gemara. And who is right? The Malach Gabriel, the Malach Michal, Kadosh Baruch Hu said, you're both right. You're both right. Kadein v'kadein. Both you and me, you're both correct. That the Bayis HaShlishi is going to be paid from Kol Chod, Avnei Shoham, and Avnei Ashrei, end of the Gemara. I will just add that when you look in Parshas Tetzaveh, you know, every Shevet has their stone, and Shoham and Yashrei, of course, are the stones of Yosef and Binyamin. The coming together of Yosef and Binyamin means an ultimate sense of Binyan HaBayis, a sense of absolute Geula, and therefore they cried because they recognized that this would not be an enduring reunion, but ultimately the Bayis HaShlishi will be paid of that coming together of the Avnei Shoham, the Avnei Yashrei, the very Avamim of Shevet Yosef and Shevet Binyamin. That, no doubt, is a precondition of Gula. Not at all coincidental. You have to have a Beis Avod. You have to have a Beis Hashem. But all that resides in a sense of the Achdus of all of Knesset Yisrael. You know, I had mentioned during the Chanukah Masiva that Baruch Hashem, that we've been able this month to be able to gather and to learn together in person. It's a tremendous sense of Sipuk HaNefesh and a tremendous sense of Chiyus that all of us receive from each other. And Ezra's Hashem that this will continue into the next month as well. But you know, it's a difficult challenge to be able to balance that desire and priority with the safety concerns because of the reality that we face. Next week already is study week, right before finals week. We'll have shiurim as we have typically had in the yeshiva throughout this week. Beginning next week, then the shiurim will resume online. All of you are welcome, of course, to be in the yeshiva, to stay in the yeshiva with the proper precautions, the proper distancing, but that shift indeed will take place, marking, you know, the winding down of the zman, and Bezras Hashem, the siyata d'shmaya, to be able to pick up once again with the sense of learning in person, the chabura, with the same sense of the gevulah d'oraisa, that we all know. Bezras Hashem, that is within this parsha, we should see that siyata deshmaya, paving the way for them as a geula in Eretz.